I'm Trevor Castle. We're catching up with Coach George Wares of the Central College softball team, visiting in Columbus, Georgia, as Central has wrapped up a 1-4 trip to the NFCA Leadoff Classic. Central now 3-4 on the season. Coach, you know, a very difficult weekend, losing two games yesterday, two games today, you know, a four-game losing streak to finish this off. But just kind of your thoughts, big picture, on how the weekend went and where your team stands.
Yeah, I mean, we knew, you know, a little bit what we were getting into anytime you go to these. And, you know, we've freshmen or seniors, whenever freshmen came out 4-1, and we just talked about our team that went to the Nationals last, and we came out of here 2-4, you know, and they looked like their season was over. And, you know, it's tough to lose. I think yesterday especially, you know, you saw how poorly we played, and we picked a bad day to play that poorly with two really good teams. But, you know, we do this to challenge our players. We do it to challenge our pitchers, to challenge our hitters against better pitching, and it just gives you a better idea of what you need to work on moving forward. You know, Wartburg's doing the same thing. You know, Coe's going to Christopher Newport next week, and I think it's the right move, and you just got to make sure you keep your players, their heads up a little bit, because no matter who the competition is, when you start losing three or four straight, you know, that can get to you. But you know, we'll have time. We fly back tomorrow, and then we'll be able to practice 3 or 4 days before we go to Arizona. And nothing easy out there, but I think this experience is definitely going to help us out there.
What were some of the big challenges and problems from your perspective this weekend? What are we trying to clean up?
Well, the pitchers know it. I mean, you know, I know we have an exceptional pitching staff, and you know, but everybody, the problem when you have so many super seniors, and we've talked about other teams that had this happen to them last year, is everybody, you know, including coaches to a degree, and including, you know, people around campus and everybody and parents, they think, wow, we're going to end up, you know, start right where we ended up. And, you know, we had a lot of things that we had to do to clean up some things to get to the point where we challenged Bethel in the regional. And so our pitching, you know, nothing changes. We need to command the zone better. You know, you mentioned it. Finally, the last game, we had a cleaner game from Sydney and with Morgan's help. But, you know, our walk hit bats ratio compared to strikes is just horrible. You know, no matter who you're playing, you're going to struggle with that. And so we got to clean that up. And it's not just the first pitch. We've got to be able to have better pitches, competitive pitches on the 0-1. You know, when you're facing somebody better, you know, there's no such thing as a waste pitch. It's got to be more of a setup mentality. And so a whole lot of things that we can improve. And you know, we're getting, and I like both of our catchers a lot. You know, Riley Duncan, you know, she's a spark plug, she's going to be really good. I think Emma Lennox has given us a lot of innings, so we don't have to go with Riley that much or all the time. And but they're still learning too. You know, they're learning the nuances of where to set for each pitcher and the communication, the chemistry. You know, there's no way you're going to have the chemistry that they had with Madison Farrington, especially Sydney, who caught, you know, and Chabon, who caught 4 years. So that's an adjustment. And I think all that together is, you know, just something we have to go through. And, you know, we could have gone back to Fort Myers, Florida, and been 8-0, and, you know, we wouldn't have got their attention, you know, that, okay, these are things that we have to be able to do. And now that we've, you know, played yesterday, where those little bit of misses on pitches, you know, go 290 feet, I think we probably have their attention. So, you know, that, and then I think that kind of snowballs. Everything starts going too fast, and, you know, people that normally don't make mistakes, they get rattled. We make mistakes behind them, and then we do exactly what we try not to do, is give up big innings. And you just can't win when you give up big innings against anybody that's any good. And but I like the way we battled through. You know, I'm disappointed we lost the Chapman game, because that's, you know, because of errors. You know, I don't think they really beat us. And then I really like the way we battled against Bethel. You know, obviously Emma threw almost every inning against them, so we weren't going to throw her. They threw their number one against us, and we hung in there, and then finally made a bit of a rally, and you know, we were close to tying it, so I was happy that we ended that way. But you know, we've got a lot to work on, but we're disappointed, but we're definitely not in a panic mode. At least we're not as coaches, and we got to make sure we get that message across to them.
We're catching up with Coach George Wares of the Central College softball team. Dutch went 1-4 at the prestigious NFCA Leadoff Classic in Columbus, Georgia. And you led me right into what was going to be my next question. Your job as coaches is to help these players understand what happened yesterday. And today is 4 out of 40, right? And is not indicative of how this team is going to be moving forward. How do you think they'll respond to that message?
They will. You know, it's a balance. You know, we talked off the air, you know, a bit of a disappointment. This isn't, you know, it's just the reality. We just expected, you know, regardless of how many games we won or lost, we expected a little more solid play because we were so veteran, you know. But But, you know, we didn't get that. And so we've got to figure out why we, the veterans, and, you know, were they too tight? Were they, you know, I think there's a mindset that we, because we preach going to the national tournament, right? And I think there's a mindset that we have to be that today. You know, we saw Barry, so we have to be Barry today. And we don't, you know, we just got to be who we are. We're never going to be Barry. That's not the way we play. But so I think we've got to keep getting the message across that, hey, we're okay. We're okay. We know where we're going. Trust us. We've seen it. We've done it. When we tell you there's enough talent here to do it, believe it. So encourage them, but also keep demanding, you know, a lot from them, which becomes harder when you get your, you know, your mindset crushed a little bit because the opponent's doing it. So it's a balance there between coaching. We don't want to back off too much, but we also want to make sure we're understanding that they're trying. We're just not making some plays that we need to, and we will. So it's a good timing to get the practice, and then we're looking forward to Arizona with who we play. I think it's a really good schedule because, you know, there are a lot of teams that they're going to be like this Bethel Chapman type games. You know, they're going to be very competitive. We're going to have to play well. And, you know, the reality is we need some wins now, right? So, I mean, strength of schedule, like we said, is not going to be an issue. But, you know, 700 strength of schedule with a 2020 record might not cut it. So, and they know that. You know, we're going to get better. And we're looking forward to the home stretch with our non-conference games and the conference itself.
All right, 8 games in Arizona coming up in about a week to a week and a half. Good luck down there, Coach. We'll see you back in Iowa.
All right, thanks for doing it here again on the air, Trevor.
All right, that's George Wares catching up with the head coach of the Central College softball team. I'm Trevor Castle on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS.